Zero.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome on into Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Michael Strahan episode number 92. How was you just looking before the show a little while ago? What was that?
Can you flip me and Tim, please?
Yes.
Definitely. Oh, you two with the flipping.
Thank you. I feel better now.
All right. Now we can start the show.
Now we can officially begin. Reroll the intro, please. Reroll the intro.
Do it all over again.
Wrap it up. Rack it up.
You guys have fucking OCD. Do it all over again.
We're going to actually stop the show, restart it.
We'll be back momentarily.
Oh, man. All right. So, episode 92, fellas. I was just kind of like looking back at our very first episode, me and Timmy.
I was watching it too.
Week one of 2021 was when we launched it. The unnamed NFL show at the time. And then we figured out it's much more like conduct. And then we added all the other sports to it. And here we are. We added some more people. We lost somebody overseas out in the ocean right now.
This dude's crashing boats in the bridges.
The Kraken.
Oh.
See, everyone's talking conspiracy theory. What was the boat driving on purpose? Yeah, you know what the real conspiracy is? That was a fucking cruise ship, and it was Dave at the helm. I'm knocking that fucking bridge out.
I don't understand the conspiracy theory stuff.
Damn it, Mello. Stop like driving the boat.
Pretty clear cut. Yeah, Mello, stop doing that after a night of performing. All right, so let's we haven't introduced anybody. I am Steve. I got Timmy T. What's doing up, the no pants dance? What's happening, sir?
I have no pants on, so I will not be standing. I will not be standing because I have zero pants on.
Back to the pandemic times.
I'm trying to like represent everything. I have no selfie shit laying around. I couldn't find anything. Well, they just pulled a 30-point lead, so fuck them.
That was rough.
They don't get to wear anything today.
All right, Timmy. Ant, what's going on, kind sir? What's the deal?
I'm here. We're here. And
That's what we got.
All right. That's how it's going.
Yeah. Hooray. Hurrah. All right. So as always, we will always have a lot of stuff to talk about, whether there's a lot of stuff in the news or not. But today we'll run down. Obviously, today is opening day eve in baseball. So we get official games starting tomorrow, unless your team has been impacted by weather, in which case you won't. So we got that. We got some NBA news with Draymond Green. I don't know if it's news, if it's recent stuff that happened.
It's just it's highlights by this point, or lowlights, whatever you want to call it.
A little bit of NHL talk, and then we're actually going to start off the show by getting into some of the rule changes that just happened at the owners' meetings in the NFL. We'll see. Who likes what? We haven't discussed this yet, so we don't know what every other person is thinking here. It's intrigue there, intrigue. All right, all that and more right after this. All right. Acknowledge that man. I saw a TikTok today with him, with a couple of kids that were acknowledging him. It was like a little fun deal from home. But all right. So let's get on in here with Terzio. There it is. All right. So let's get into some of the.
We'll get to the hip tackles, my friend.
Let's get into this stupidity. But all right. So first things first, I think that we actually spoke about this on the show when the XFL came back, and thought that I don't want to speak for everybody and everybody could chime in, but I think that we all were aligned with we like the kickoff idea. I want to say we're Timmy. I don't remember about you if you were aligned, but it's basically the team kicks off and there's no movement. I don't remember how far apart they are now.
Five yards.
Yeah, no movement until the receiving team touches the ball.
Yep.
Then the guys shake hands, they hug.
I think it'll bring more action because right now it's whenever you kick off, it's touchback. That's what it feels like. I get what you're saying, Timmy.
I don't care either way, but I mean, why not? I don't know. I think there's a more exciting way to change it, but I'm fine with it. I'm not gonna see them get all, 1950 tough guy and be like, this is fucking ridiculous. Well, with the hip tackle, I will get old school on that. But no, fine. Whatever they want to do on kickoff is fine. How cool would it be? How cool would it be if it was? It wouldn't be cool. I'm just spitballing now. After the coin toss, right? Did they have another? They have another little, like a little bag, come out with golf balls in it, and it's labeled 5 through 20, and then the home team gets to pick it out. And if it's 10, every possession starts at the opposite 10.
Oh shit!
Next game, new ball. The one. Everyone has to start at the one. How fucking great would that be? How great would that be? You wouldn't know where the hell you're gonna start from. It'd be anarchy. Fucking
total,
insane.
Total anarchy.
That won't happen though, because I'm
not saying I don't like it.
I'm an idiot. No, I know I'm an idiot. I just think it'd be, you can add a little something to it. But I'm fine. Whatever. Whatever they want to do with kickoff is fine.
And what's your thoughts on it?
It should lead to more kickoff returns. So last year in the NFL, the average team was essentially returning one kickoff per game. Whereas in the XFL, those numbers were in like the 4.5 to 5 range. So we should see more returns, which I guess is good. I'm not really sure on that yet. I mean, everyone loves a good special teams touchdown until it happens to you, against your team, and then you're very upset with the new rules. So, I have a feeling this one will go back and forth throughout the season.
That's not how anybody is, Ant.
No. It should, like I said, it'll add returns. Whether returns are actually value to the game, I'm not as sure. Did anyone miss returns the last couple of years when they went to like a historical league low? Because like, I don't know. I watched football the last couple of years and didn't seem to make a whole lot of difference to me. So, I guess.
We'll no, and, cool. And when they did happen, it was more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it should. I don't think it should be. Put it this way. If we're like 6 weeks into the season and there's been like 10 return touchdowns, I'm going to be like, they need to go back to the old rules. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I don't think. Well, I guess we'll see. But I don't think it'll get that extreme. But like now on a kickoff, you could use that to go and go get another beer because shit ain't happening. Yeah. It's nothing. And then it's going to be like a little exchange. They're going to show somebody on the sideline. We'll be back after this, come back. And then here's the game at the 25.
So my only question was, and I was trying to look it up as we were talking about it. Are there still touchbacks? Did I miss something? They could still kick the ball out of the back of the end zone and that's a touchback, right?
The ball has to land in a certain zone, and the guy has to take the ball. Has to take it.
But if it doesn't go in the end zone,
I think it's still a touchback.
So I know if the ball lands in the field of play, essentially, the return team is supposed to pick it up and return it. They're not allowed to let it go into the end zone and do the touchback anymore. Which I like that rule. I'm okay with that because I felt like half the time the ball's bouncing at like the 2 yard line and they're just like, yep, nope, not returning it. Thanks, yeah, guys. See you later. So that'll be nice. I want to say if the ball is kicked directly into the end zone or out of the end zone, that the starting point for the receiving team is actually further upfield than if it is a normal touchback. Is that correct?
Is that what I heard about the 35 yard line?
So this is why I said I was trying to look it up while we're talking.
I'm not sure either. I was more obsessed.
Oh, wow. Okay, here you go. The kick must land between the 20-yard line of the receiving team and the goal line. A kick that either goes out of bounds or lands short of the 20 will be awarded to the receiving team at the 40. A kick that goes into the end zone for a touchback will go out to the receiving team's 30.
30?
30. So yep. Touchback is now the 30, which I think it was, wasn't it last year? Or was it 25 last year?
It was 25.
So basically, okay, so now these kickers are like Madden. They got to have their meter to make sure they get it perfectly in between the 20.
You got a cough, you got a coffin corner. Get your coffin
arrow. Corner. Yeah, with the arrow and the, oh man, that's.
Hey, they're putting some skill back in there.
Hey, they're making make those fuckers earn their money. That's fine. Yes. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's bastards.
Okay. So you're either Justin Tucker or you're irrelevant.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to a little bit of, like, Terzio's already fuming in the comments, but let's get to some controversy. The hip drop tackle. So what the hip drop tackle is you're running alongside, it doesn't happen to guys like Tyreek Hill, but it's the hip drop tackle. You're running alongside buddy over here that you're trying to tackle, and you grab him by the hip or lower, and then you just let loose with your body weight. And apparently, I don't quote me on this, but I read this before, 25% increased chance for an injury on that type of a tackle than other types. Timmy, you start with this. I'm going to agree with what you're going to say.
What's left? What is left to tackle? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you got like a monster running down the fucking field next to you? How are you going to, you just got to let him go. Like, you basically have to like wave at him. Hey man, like, I'm not going to attack you. I could try to maybe throw a shoulder at you and bump you out of bounds. But if you're not anywhere near the sideline, you know, what am I going to do? I jump on your back. You know, you can't go for the legs. Can't go for the knees. You can't go up here. This is all that's left. This is it. And now you're taking it away down here. So you're supposed to basically Heimlich maneuver them. That's a new tackling rule. Heimlich. That's what we should just call from now on. Heimlich the guy. Can't do nothing else. It doesn't make any sense to me. I understand the dangers as far as just dropping to the floor and plunking someone down with your weight. But still, what are you supposed to do then? I don't get it. I don't understand what – it's going to be touch football soon. It's going to be.
You've been – when you're growing up playing, you're taught by any means necessary, get this dude down.
Wrap them up and bring them down. That's the first. Wrap them up is the first thing you learn. Wrap them up.
There's two ways to tackle. You run through someone, or you attempt to stop them by countering your weight against theirs. And that's essentially a hip drop tackle. Not exactly, but pretty damn close. So
that's now, beginning this year, a 15-yard penalty.
So one thing I'm just going to throw out there, they can still hit him low. You can still take a guy's legs out. You just can't take the quarterback's legs out if he's in the pocket. If he's out of the pocket, you can take his legs out too. I think that this is going to be one of the horrible side effects of this, is that you're going to see guys just aiming for kneecaps left and right. And I don't think that's great for the game either.
I can't wait to see how many plays are – you know, it should have been a 5-yard gain. I'm going to turn to 30, 40-yard gains because a guy can't tackle him correctly. Or how many penalties? Is it 15? A 15-yard penalty for that? Come on.
Now they got to think, is it worth it? Is he going to go 20 more yards? I can drop him for a 15-yard penalty here.
And you take the older guys who are stubborn, who've been playing for 10 years, 8, 9, 10 years. They're not going to want to change that. They can't. They mentally, they're programmed to run through somebody. Not, you know, hey man, can you sit down on the floor? Thanks. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot. No, it's such a stupid rule. I am highly against this one.
So I want to ask you a question, because I asked this on the Put in the Books show on the Mets show, based on a rule change that I'll bring up here, it wasn't a rule change. It's that they're gonna actually enforce the rule that I'll bring up. But so. At this point, the players aren't coming forward and saying we don't want to do hip tackles and we don't want to do this. Who is it really that's ruining sports? It's the owners. It's the owners by being so overprotective of their investments, which I guess if I'm an owner, I probably would be. But it's these owners in all the sports now. The baseball one is ridiculous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So but that's not a rule. I read up today on it. It's not a rule change. They reached out to, they're just going to enforce it now. What?
The way that they were enforcing it in spring training was absolutely pathetic.
The one with the Mets. So I watched.
A couple of them that were really bad.
It was Alvarez throwing down to Lindor, and I thought it was like they were showing off Alvarez's arm, which it was a great throw. But Lindor had like half of a kneecap in front of the base, and they called him safe.
What pissed me off about that
one was the glove was in front of another one. It's the glove. What the fuck are you talking about? That's the ball. The glove. How do you? I don't know. They're ruining that.
You see how I just melded everything together.
It's
funny. It's funny because growing up playing baseball, I played third base, and I was always taught in a non force out scenario, when the ball came to me, my glove naturally, because that's just how I was taught, your glove goes right to the front of the base, and you just that's it. They can't get to the base if your glove's there. So what do you have to like reach over and tag them, make sure you don't get in front of them? Like I don't understand that part. I don't like it. Like,
it's going to be all Olay tags. Olay.
Well, what's upsetting is that the rule was put in place to prevent home plate collisions. But now it being enforced on, like that Lindor one was a trope. First of all, the guy was out by like 10 feet. Lindor caught the ball and like stood there. He's like, had to wait for him.
And this is like, nope, and he's safe. In the language, it talks about using judgment calls. So now we got to rely on these dumbass umpires to say, hey,
the worst umpires in the history of umpires.
If I'm the umpire and I'm playing fucking behind second, I ain't calling that rule at all. I ain't calling that shit once. Fire me. The Angel Hernandez is still umpire.
Garbage.
I wouldn't get fired for nothing if that was. I would not making that call ever.
Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. or what's his name? The Galarraga umpire. What was his name?
Oh yeah, the perfect game.
The perfect game.
Yeah,
he's still there.
Is it? I don't know anymore. But
I think he's dead. I didn't mean this to sound so morbid, but I'm actually pretty sure he died.
We kill so many people on this network. Timmy, I don't know if you remember the Warner Wolf thing.
Yeah, when I first came on the show, you guys murdered Warner Wolf.
Yeah, Keith was like, "Isn't he dead?"
No, he's alive and
well. He went cuckoo, though. He went nuts somewhere down here in Florida.
Jim Joyce was the umpire's name.
Jim Joyce with the beard, the stash.
Jim
now Joyce. That guy had money on the game.
He did. He's not dead. He's not dead. So I did kill him off prematurely. Sorry, Jim.
We always kill people off on this show. Don't worry about it.
Add it to the list. Jim.
On this network, we kill people up on this network all the time.
Facts. All right, let's reel this back in. Back to football. I threw us off on a tangent there.
All right.
Anything else on Terzio? Hold on, we're gonna get there to it though. Tiny thing. Any other thoughts on the hip drop tackle?
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. It's gonna be a clusterfuck. It's gonna be.
So someone went back and watched a bunch of games from last year, and they were projecting quadrupling the amount of 15-yard penalties per game.
What do you do if you're a cornerback trying to tackle? Well, I'll just use Brandon Jacobs from back in the day, a running back that
hit
that.
Derrick Henry, use him now.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? I'll even use Saquon because his fucking legs are so huge. What do you do?
You gotta go low. That's all you have now. You have to go for the knees now.
Or guys like Lynch, when you're getting, stiff armed 73 yards to the right.
Then they're going to go low. They're going to pop someone's knee out. The guy's going to be out for a year. And then we're going to reverse this fucking bullshit rule next year. Guaranteed.
No, then they're going to make it a 25-yard penalty.
Yeah. then
they'll ban the knee
automatic tackle. Touchdown.
No knee tackles.
And then we're only 2 years away from flag football. That's just the way it's going to be.
Getting closer.
Plastic cleats to slow people down.
Yeah. You got to wear bras.
All right. A couple of more deals here. Trade deadline. Like this is not a big deal here, I guess. It's a 1 week difference back to week 9 that was proposed by the Steelers.
Oh, it makes sense. Right? Yeah, you add a week. You might as well push it back a week,
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It should be week 11 or 12. It shouldn't be week freaking 8 or 9. I really think
it should be after the halfway point, for sure.
Yeah, it's the only football is the only sport with a fucking trade deadlines. The halfway point or early.
Yeah. Yep. Terzio, I can see now Aaron Rodgers will not be vice president. No, he went with a different.
Just another loss for Aaron Rodgers.
Different name. Another L. Well, how long is it until he comes out? Well, the good news is about this is I'm going to be out there. I'm going to focus on football, bring that Jets, that championship. Remember that lonely trophy I said there?
It's so lonely.
It's so lonely.
Seems coaches like old man Aaron over there, kind of lonely.
Is Dave up on what's going on right now with his boy?
He's busy fighting Pirates of the Caribbean right now. Yeah. Who knows what he's got going on?
He don't know nothing. He knows krakens and mermaids.
He's fighting Jack Sparrow right now. So we'll let him worry about that when he gets back.
All right. Coaches get a third challenge. Whether you win your first or your second challenge, you get a third one. I have no issues with that. I think that's good. Whatever. We want to continue to get things right.
There's so few three challenge games. It's
yeah,
cool.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like a game changer per se. Enforcement of fouls on change of possession plays. So during a play that results in a possession change, if fouls are committed by both teams, any major offensive foul, like unnecessary roughness, that were committed before the possession change will now be enforced where it was not before.
That was a lot of jargon.
So basically, if there's a holding penalty before the quarterback throws an interception, but then there's a defensive penalty after the interception, the holding penalty will still count, but the ball will still remain with the offense.
Changes the replay assistant can now correct objectively incorrect calls for intentional grounding and roughing the passer, so that's like an instant thing. They won't have to review anything. This guy's the eye in the sky. Take care of that. Replay review will be allowed when there is clear and obvious visual evidence that the game clock expired before the snap.
I don't like this one.
Why not?
Why not
the play clock? How many times did it get, the play clock goes down to minus one?
Because the whole purpose of the play clock is that they have that, okay, it's like zero and then the snap. Like, it's always been that way. Why are we changing it? Is that half second really changing anything?
Yeah.
Again, this is a team. I mean, wait, this is a rooting interest thing, right? So if it gets called against your team, this is the same thing.
I don't like it because I didn't think it was really. I mean, like, there's a couple of them that are like egregious.
I've gotten texts from Timmy. The clock was at zero.
I don't like. They never bother me when it's like zero snap. The ones that bother me are like where it's like zero and the quarterback's like, hey, come on,
clapping,
and then the snap, and it's like
that was the one I remember. I videotaped and I sent it to you. It was the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It was Romo. It was like 1-0 hike. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking a whole another second. What? And they scored a touchdown on that play. That's why I sent it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking pass zero.
The egregious ones are the ones I don't like. I guess it's okay. Did I just. What just happened? Am I still here?
What do you mean? Yes.
I'm like delayed, though.
Yeah, I think you just caught up. You just caught up.
Yeah, I'm caught up. Okay, cool.
You're back.
That was freaking me out.
You're in the main.
That was freaking me out. Glad that got fixed. I was not going to be able to stare at that for the whole time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not crazy about it. I didn't think it happened often enough to where it was something that needed to be a rule change, but whatever.
Well, I guess it's not going to be a massive deal, but it does bother me when it's at zero. It's zero. It's zero. Oh,
It's going to be a massive deal for some teams and some quarterbacks, because there are some quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, who make a living off snapping the ball at zero, not at 1 second. And there are some offenses, Kyle Shanahan, that like to snap the ball at zero instead of 1 second. Those offenses, that's a huge change for them, that they're going to have to get used to doing it a little faster than they used to.
Pitch clock, baby. It's all over the place,
man.
Keep it moving, baby.
Gonna see an uptick of like 40% in delay of game penalties. It's gonna be great. it'll balance out the hip drops. It'll be fine.
Anything else in the NFL?
Nope.
We're good. Draft less than a month away. The draft is near. A lot of different scenarios. I hate this. I love it, but I hate it because it's just drive me nuts, because everybody's like, okay, this is where the Giants should go. This is what's going to happen here. And this way, and then none of the shit happens. And we're going to end up disappointed.
I just realized, by the way, I am on vacation that week. I am getting hammered for that.
Yes.
I am getting hammered for that draft.
We're going to love to see it.
And if you guys could all, I'm staying on for all fucking 33 picks. I'm not going anywhere.
Holy shit.
What day is the draft?
The 25th? I thought it was the 25th, no? Was it earlier than that?
Oh, man.
I don't know either. If it's certain reason, April 25th.
Okay, cool. I'll be back by then.
You're right.
I'm leaving the country in a few weeks. So,
where the hell are you going?
I'm going to Spain and Italy.
I'm sure anybody can go there.
Paying you too much over here.
You know, it's my first vacation since I've come on board, so.
Yeah, it's on Thursday, and I'm off that whole week. So
I'll be back in time for the draft, though. I think Steve stipulated that after last year's Will Levis debacle that I had to be here for the draft.
I have a feeling it's going to be Brock Bowers. I think it's going to be Brock.
Got to be.
There's got to be someone way worse than that. Got to be someone way down the list.
I was going to say it was going to be J.J. McCarthy, but apparently he's going to go like second or third now, so I don't know what's going on.
I was going to say you must be loving the McCarthy news over the last few days. Everybody,
I know we're not. I know the Dolphins aren't drafting him, so I don't care. Like, go for it. Have fun. Let me know how that goes. You guys never responded. I sent you guys all those beautiful mock drafts I had built for your Giants, and no one ever responded to whether they liked them or not.
I may have overlooked them. I don't remember.
I didn't see them.
2 weeks ago.
It was a while ago. They have mock draft simulators where you can pick a team and do it. I've done it with basically every team at this point. I'm going to put it as a resume when I apply to be an NFL GM. Look at how I would have built your team. We would have been amazing.
This is it. This is how it would have been done. Turner says, just let you guys know I will be at Citi Field no matter what on Friday, even after wearing you. Are you still having knee issues? Hopefully the weather's going to be better.
Terzio, we're doing a game this year, definitely. Definitely do a game this year.
That's going to be great. Can't wait to see that.
I'm gonna buy the hat and whatever the Mets are playing and sit right next to him, put my arm around him. Go, baby.
All right, let's get into do you want to get into some NBA, NHL real quick and then jump into baseball? Let's do that. Let's do it that way. Just a quick thing in the NBA, and that's this Draymond Green stuff that's happening again. Last night, I don't know if anybody saw. I don't know if I could pull that up real quick, and we can get something going here.
Spinach dip, Ferzio. Spinach dip. I don't like artichoke. Sorry. Much better.
My God, can you? I need to try the. The deep fried rainbow cookie.
Where is that at?
Citi Field.
Is it really?
It's brand new this year.
I will get it. I will put it in some Tupperware, and I'll mail them to you.
It's like it's a rainbow cookie in an egg roll, deep like the egg roll wrapping.
We are a fat, disgusting country. We really, really are.
That's all that I see on the sharing like the White Sox. Chocolate milkshake they got going on there. It's
back in my day, Greek was just a shake, and now they got fucking lollipops and pieces of cake attached to them, and ridiculous.
All right, let me try and pull up this Draymond Green thing here.
We get to see it.
All right, we got it here.
Oh, I love visual aids.
Let's do it. Let's see the latest in the Draymond Green.
Why I drink my manly zero sugar strawberry lemonade. Manly, baby.
Manly. All right. This is last night.
They're a half game ahead of the Rockets for the 10th and final spot. Bam! We got away, but I don't know if it's going to count or not.
It's going to count. And the referee just said score. It looks like they're going to call it on Draymond Green, who, boy, oh, boy, did he grab Patty Mills, looked like, by the throat here. This is watch this replay here. Watch what he does to Patty Mills. Just pulls him back by the throat there. They're going to review that for sure.
That will be reviewed to see if it's going to be a flagrant foul. Look at this.
Man.
Yikes. Dangerous play.
He tried to play it off, too. It's the best.
Two different NBA suspensions.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
12 games.
It's these One types more. Of plays. This is so ridiculously, you know, he's got a small guard on him, and to have to grab him and throw him like that is just completely ridiculous.
Can I just tell you how much I fucking hate those jerseys, by the way? I hate with NBA jerseys. I hate them.
Well, it's half the time you can't tell who's playing anymore.
As well as I said, who the hell are the culture? I look real fast. Oh, okay.
As a Heat fan, I would just like to put it out there. I fucking hate those jerseys.
They're terrible. I hate all of them. There are half the time I don't know who's who. I said, who the hell is San Francisco? When did San Francisco get a team?
Oh,
the Giants are playing basketball now?
I was like, what the hell is this?
Now this, what I'm going to show now, I haven't seen yet. This is tonight. Draymond gets two technical fouls within the first 4 minutes of the game against the Magic to get ejected from the game.
First 4 minutes.
Let's see what that'll happen here.
Steph Curry, a little leaner off back iron. We saw Fultz, though, just fighting over the top. Probably bothered him a little bit from behind. And Caro attacking again. And that's not bad defense, but it's a foul and a finish. And you just see the strength where you're not going to stop him. Suggs cross pass with him.
He wasn't even involved. There he is.
Here. Draymond's going to get a T after Wiggins got the foul. So if you got a field goal, the free throw, and a technical free throw. Draymond's got to be careful here. Yeah. He already downed Kuminga. Well, Steph got one T early. Steve just took a timeout.
Yeah. Steph, like,
and you want to get away from Ray Acosta so this doesn't grow. You got multiple guys from the Warriors bench just coming over just to make sure Draymond doesn't go over the line here. Got to watch out. He's letting them hear it. The officials are kind of letting him speak and say his piece. He got another attack. AJ's gone. He just got ejected. Wow. With 8:24 remaining in the first, that's a huge
What did he goal. Say to get the first
this
one?
Type of game against this team. All the size they got. Steph was trying to calm him down along with some of the other Warriors, but to no avail. So Steve takes time. Draymond's been ejected, and it's a 6.
Ejected when it was 6-6.
Wait, so, but see, but these are the ones. So, okay, the second one, he clearly said something there at the end before he walked off that earned him a technical there. What did he say to get the first one? I don't know.
I mean, he was so far away from the.
But this is why I can't stand NBA officiating. And don't get me wrong, a lot of this is because of Draymond's track record, and I understand that.
But I think he had nothing to do with the play, and he got in the ref's face for it, I guess.
But players go to these guys all the time to ask them about calls. Like, you can't just that technical foul. Come,
well, I have a feeling Draymond knows how to push buttons. He knows exactly what to say.
I'm sure he does. I don't think you're wrong.
Ohtani had $100 that Green would be ejected from the game, says Terzio.
Ohtani's innocent. He's innocent.
He had nothing to do with this.
He did nothing.
Leave that alone.
All right. So really, I mean, nothing really to say about this, but no, there's no surprise here what's going on. I mean, he's got the reputation. So fair, unfair, quicker whistle. I'm sure we'll find out afterwards what caused it. I don't know. But if you're Draymond Green, you got to. They were up by one when I saw, but that was a while ago.
They're up 13 in the third.
No, the game's over.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They won 101-93. I'm in the future, Ant.
What the hell? It definitely just... Hold on. Let me see if it does it again here.
Wait a second.
No, it changed. Well, I went to NBA.com. NBA.com said third quarter 63-50. 63-50 Golden State with like 6 minutes left. And then,
well, hey,
you said that, and I clicked on the game, and then it showed me the final. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
We always have some type of a blowout, except for that 1 week. What does NBA.com say about the Knicks game tonight? What was that score?
Where is it? Oh, hold on. I got to scroll over. Sorry. Oh, Jesus. 145-101. My God. These fucking NBA 2K scores are getting out of hand.
Back in the day, that used to not. The Knicks were on the opposite side. I remember an ass beating that we took from the Celtics, 50 some odd points.
Is that Jalen? Is Jalen Brunson trying to look like Derrick Rose? Is that him?
Oh, yeah.
That is him. Okay. I thought it was him.
What else? Chicago's up by 13. Philly's up. Minnesota.
Who the fuck is Miles McBride?
That's my boy. What you talking about? That's number two, bro. Don't put
this 9 of 14 from three. Jesus.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
He hit 9 threes and 1 2.
The other night, DiVincenzo had what, 11?
It's nothing like that college kid. You saw that? The college kid, he's got like 307 made field goals this year, and only 8 of them are 2-point basket.
Yes. Yep.
That's absurd.
Ah. All right. Anything else in NBA?
No, playoffs aren't here. No.
But the Sixers are beating the Clippers with a couple with 52 seconds to go. That's a stunner. Yep, all right, let's hit the ice here. Like certain New York hockey team.
But yeah, the certain New York hockey team, the only team so far to have actually clinched a playoff spot. I think technically the Bruins could clinch tonight if they won. And last I had looked, they were losing. To just confirm. They were one of only two games tonight. They are still losing in the third. They're down 1 with 6 minutes left. And the other game that was on tonight, Ottawa beat the shit out of the Buffalo Sabres, 6-2. Keeping the trend alive. We're on air. There's a blowout everywhere.
That's it. I love it. Every time we're on air, somebody's getting embarrassed.
Yes. I wanted to touch on how tight the President's Trophy race is in hockey now. So the Rangers are currently leading the way. They have 100 points through 72 games. But the separation between them and the seventh team, which is the Carolina Hurricanes, who have 97 points, is 3 points. So there's seven teams within 3 points of each other battling for this President's Trophy. The Rangers with 100. The Stars and Bruins each have 99. The Canucks have 98. The Panthers, Avalanche, and Hurricanes all have 97. Parity. Yay. It's crazy though. I don't remember a President's Trophy race this late in the season being this type with this many teams. Usually by now it's like a 2 or 3 team race, and then you have years like last year where like Boston runs away with it. But I don't remember a year where with less than 10 games to go now, there's 7 teams within 3 points of each other. That seems pretty crazy. But it's been a wild hockey year. Speaking of wild hockey year things, there is a team in the Western Conference that has not lost a game in regulation since Valentine's Day. The Nashville Predators are 16-0-2 in their last 18 games, including an unbelievable comeback win last night against the Vegas Golden Knights. They trailed 3-0 in the first period and 4-1 at the end of the second period. They score 3 goals in the third, and then Roman Josi, the should-be Norris Trophy candidate, gets the game winner in overtime. Absurd streak that they're on right now. It's funny, as you guys know, that this is a team Yeah, 6 weeks. They have lost 2 games in regulation. Here's the crazier thing. They've lost 2 games in regulation. They've only lost 2 games, neither one in regulation. Those 2 losses, one of them was to the Montreal Canadiens, and it was a game where the Canadiens dumped a puck into the zone, and the puck hit the stanchion and bounced into the net. And I don't, it's hard to visualize that, but essentially a player is clearing the puck down the boards along the glass, and it hit the stanchion, which is the piece of there in the middle that connects the glass. Mm-hmm. It hit there and ricocheted back towards the middle of the ice and into the net. one of the strangest goals you will ever see. That was one game that the Predators lost in overtime. The other game that they lost in overtime was against the Minnesota Wild, when during 3-on-3 in overtime, the Minnesota Wild pulled their goalie, which is a very risky move in overtime, because if you pull your goalie in overtime and lose, you no longer get the overtime point. If you lose in overtime with your goalie pulled, you get 0 points for that game. Whereas if you just keep your goalie in net, you're guaranteed 1 point or two if you win. So that was an interesting tactic. Those are their only two losses in that span. Since January 1st, they lead hockey in scoring, which is not something I expected, considering they ranked in the bottom 10 of the league before January 1st. So they lead hockey in scoring since January 1st. They also have the, I think they're second in the league in expected or in save percentage with between their two goalies in that same time frame. This was a team in November and December that looked like they were completely falling apart, looked like they would be giant sellers at the trade deadline. Famously had a team trip to the U2 concert in the Sphere canceled because of how bad they were playing, and they have responded in a big way. Rookie general manager Barry Trotz and first-year non-interim head coach Andrew Burnett, they've got them playing. Yeah, Rolla said that they're red hot right now. They look great. As someone who's watched the team for a long time, one of the things that I'm very impressed with them, last night, for instance, they're down 4-1. They had scored a goal in the second period to cut the lead from 3-0 to 3-1. And in the closing moments of the second period, the Knights get a goal. And they get a goal on a play that should not have been allowed. One of the Predators defensemen is very clearly held on the play by a Knights player. It was very clear. I know Raul probably won't agree with me, but it was pretty blatant.
How clear was it to Raul?
Yeah, Raul won't agree with me, but it was very blatant right in front of the referee. And the goal, no penalty was called. The goal was allowed. It's 4-1. And it feels like in past years, and not even just past years with this team, but a lot of teams, when that happens, you give up a hard goal like that on a goal you feel shouldn't have been allowed because of a possible penalty. Now you're back down 3 goals with only 1 period to go. A lot of teams are packing it in at that point. Those guys, they have no quit in them. They don't care what that scoreboard says. They are just going. And it's really impressive to watch right now. It's funny to hear the way some of the NHL talking heads are talking about them right now. You know, a month ago when they were still a month and a half ago. Thank you, Raul. Here, hold on. He agrees with me.
Okay.
I'll take it. A month and a half ago, you know, this was a team where a lot of people were saying, you know, oh, well, you know, the top seeds in the West will be happy to have a team like Nashville come into their building. I don't think there's a single team in the Western Conference right now that wants to play them in the first round of the playoffs. And somehow they have erased a double-digit deficit in the Central Division, and they're now only 4 points back of the Winnipeg Jets for third place in the Central, which would mean they would no longer be a wildcard team. So it's been a crazy stretch run here for them. It's a franchise record point streak for the team, 16-0-2. The rest of the top of the league, is a lot of the same teams we've kind of talked about. But we mentioned the Rangers, 100 points, currently the only team that has clinched a playoff spot. They look amazing. Artemi Panarin setting a career record in goals so far this year. I think he's got over 40 now, which is really impressive for him, a player that's been so well known. Yes, I do have to agree with that as well. I have felt this way for a while. I feel in the Eastern Conference, you really only have like two or three teams that you could really like, oh, yeah, I could see that coming out. And it's really just, I know everyone, the Bruins record-wise are really good. I don't really see it with them. I think it's Carolina, Florida, and New York. Those are the three teams. They're the three most complete teams. And they've been the three better teams most of the season. Boston's played great, but I just don't like that team, the way it's built when the playoffs roll around. So we'll see how that goes for them. But in the Western Conference, it is going to be a dogfight top to bottom. And it's going to be fun. Playoff hockey, man. For anyone that doesn't watch it, you're missing out. I don't know what to tell you.
Definitely missing out.
Meanwhile, I don't want to play fucking Tampa Bay in the first round. Don't want to play them in the first round.
Yeah, because
they're our fucking kryptonite. I don't want to play them in the first round. I don't want to play their first round at all.
If the playoffs started today, you guys would draw Washington. So that's not too bad. Could be worse there. John Washington.
I'm going to skip the first round, period. Can we win that trophy and skip the first round?
Let's get out of the first round.
I'm still delayed. It's throwing me off. I'm sorry. But, yeah, the playoffs are getting ready to come up. Like I said, less than 10 games left at this point. We're in the home stretch. Just a couple award race updates for everyone. It seems like the MVP or Hart Trophy race is basically a two-man show at this point with Nikita Kucherov and Nathan MacKinnon. Me personally, I would definitely lean Nathan MacKinnon on that. That Colorado team is non-existent without him, and there are many, many nights where they wouldn't score a single point if he wasn't on the ice for them. Some people may disagree, but he's been outstanding. Goaltending for the Vezina, I've been steadfast most of the season that I thought Connor Hellebuck was going to win his second Vezina, and a rising. I can't say from the dead because he's had a really good season, but Sergei Bobrovsky of the Florida Panthers, who just last season was being talked about as having one of the worst contracts in hockey, is suddenly on the verge of winning another Vezina. He has been on an absolute tear lately. The Florida Panthers have the two goalies with the Florida Panthers goalie tandem has the best save percentage in all of hockey between Bobrovsky and their other goalie whose name escapes me right now. Oh my god, that's gonna bug me. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm sorry.
Anthony Rowell's agreeing with you on everything.
Anthony Stolarz, yeah, Florida and Carolina. That's it. West, you could realistically see almost any team come out of the West, especially with the way it's set right now, where the two wildcard teams are the Predators and the Golden Knights. Because even though the Golden Knights have struggled here of late, That's going to be a completely different team when the playoffs roll around. When Mark Stone puts the Superman cape back on and comes off of LTIR, when Thomas Hertl is able to make his debut, and I'm sure they'll find five other players to pull off of LTIR. Not that it matters, but no, that's going to be a different team come playoff time. And it's that Western Conference, it's going to be brutal, really brutal, but it's going to be fun to watch. Like I said, it's going to be great. Continuing on with the award races, the Norris Trophy. For most of the season, Quinn Hughes has been the heavy, heavy freight favorite. Those odds haven't shifted completely. Quinn Hughes is still the favorite currently. However, Roman Josi has been on an absolute tear lately, and the odds have finally started to catch up to that here of late. So currently, you have Quinn Hughes at a -350 favorite. Roman Josi, sorry, these are old odds. My bad. Oh, God. Got to get new ones. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Here How dare you?
I know. I feel terrible now.
You bastard.
I can't believe I did that. And I still don't have it. Okay. Well, never mind. Anyways, it's been basically Quinn Hughes' race to lose most of the season. That lead has shrunk dramatically. I want to say Hughes at his highest point was like a -750 favorite. That number is down into the 200-300 range now. Still the favorite to win it, but Roman Josi's been on fire. Cal Makar is having a great season as well. So that's been interesting. Oh my gosh, my brain is fried today. The rookie of the year.
Long week ready.
The rookie of the year. Yeah, it's only Wednesday. The Rookie of the Year award, which name I – the Calder Trophy, thank you. The Calder Trophy for NHL's most outstanding rookie player, Connor Bedard's going to lead from pole to pole and win that one. He has a 16-point lead in terms of points over second, which is Brock Faber, a defenseman for the Minnesota Wild. Connor Bedard, mind you, missed about 7 or 8 weeks there and still has a 16-point lead on every other rookie, so – yeah,
that's just not fair.
he's gonna be really nice. Good. I really
good
hate
the guy. He's a good player
for the Blackhawks, but
screw the Blackhawks.
That's what I got. It's been great. If anyone who's not watching last night, you missed two incredible games between the Knights Preds game last night and the Rangers Flyers game. Rangers Flyers game was kind of lackluster for the first 30 minutes, and then the last 30 minutes were just
batshit crazy.
Holy shit.
You couldn't change the channel, get a drink. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, it was nonstop.
And the notification, so I'm watching the game, and it And then I looked later on at like notifications, and I saw within like a minute and a half, I get a notification on the phone saying Rangers Flyers have gone to overtime. Then like a minute and a half later, Rangers defeat Flyers.
Yeah.
That game was absolutely insane.
Overtime seems to be like that all the time, though, all the hockey games. Overtime starting, don't move for the first 2 minutes of overtime because you might miss it.
Yeah.
They want the quick finish. They don't want to go that full overtime.
And honestly, with as fast as the game is in overtime, you're better off just sitting there for the full 5 minutes of overtime. Like, don't get up. So many times that clock doesn't stop in overtime as it is.
You walk out for a second and it's over.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's all it takes. But yeah, playoffs are coming. The best time of year, NHL playoff hockey. It's almost here. It's my favorite time of year. Can't wait.
That's it, baby. All right. Let's turn our attention to the Diamond. Baseball makes its return tomorrow, opening day. Well, opening day in the States. There's been a couple of games been played out yonder. All right. Well, first, before we get into
I missed all the other national games.
Yeah, the two Dodgers and Padres, couple games. That's when Yamamoto got Yamashelled. -9 points, fantasy. Yes, what a great start. All right. Well, let's go from Yamamoto to Ohtani. Let's keep the theme going there. So this whole Ohtani thing with his translator and $4.5 million being bet on an illegal gambling site. Lot of schools of thought here. Ohtani's full of shit. That's one school of thought. Other school of thought is like, how can you be so gullible as to let somebody, be all up in your money like that and not knowing that one. We've seen stories over the years of how many different celebrities losing how much money because they trusted somebody. Selena died. Selena was shot and killed by the president of her fan club. Okay. Like
over
being fired, over checks, over this stuff. So that part's a little bit of a stretch for me because I just think in that lifestyle, that world, it's all right. Well, I have a shit ton of money. I'm not checking my bank account every day to see if I'm going to be overdrawn or something. So I'm not really looking, do these people look at their bank account every day and say, hey, $50,000 is missing.
Now, if an accountant does that,
right,
that's like, okay. But when your translator's doing it, who the fuck gives their translator access to anything? Anything in their life?
Apparently they were really close friends.
So what? He's still a translator. But they're still best friends. Best friend's gonna go lay low somewhere and start collecting his money when all that deferred money starts rolling in 10 years. Yeah.
Holy, a lot of deferred money.
His friend will be sitting pretty all there in Kyoto, wherever the fuck he's going to be, hiding out.
Now, this is part of a bigger... This is not just Shohei Ohtani. There's other stuff that they're looking into. But obviously, Shohei Ohtani, the big star, the guy who just signed a bazillion-dollar contract, is going to be the focal point of this. So this is now kind of like going to hang over the Dodgers season. It is what appears to be is an ongoing investigation, going to take a long ass time, and we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, nothing's going to happen to him because there's no evidence yet.
Listen, I have the solution for this. I can end this right now. All gambling and sports, I can end it right now. You create a gambling site just for athletes. And you allow them to bet on every sport except the one they play in. That's it. This way you have complete control of what they're doing, when they're doing it, how they're doing it. And that's it. If Tony wants to bet on fucking football or soccer, go for it. Can't bet on baseball, though. And find out you are betting on baseball, then you lose 2 years of your career or something like that. Your money or whatever.
If they find out that he bet on baseball, that's a lifetime ban.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Even better. Fuck him.
So he gives up all that money, right? Like, all that whole contract's gone then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's able to collect. I think he's able to collect the deferred money on the 1 year he played, but that's it, right?
Oh yeah. No, then he'll just go back to Japan and make a couple million there playing again. Big fucking deal.
Because he won't be banned there.
No, exactly.
Listen, this is a total win-win situation for him. Okay. Shame. Let me go back and make $1 billion over there now.
Have you guys been able to hear me the whole time?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to say. You like at 55 minutes in, just for the world to know, Anthony just realized that he didn't have his microphone in front of him.
I looked up and I was like, oh my God. How the fuck have they heard a word I was saying this whole time? I have no idea.
You got a good mic. You got a good mic. We heard it.
Well, what was it then? The AirPod mic? Or was it just that far away?
I just went and looked at the settings. It's set to this microphone.
Okay.
And it's been up here. So, I mean, it's not terribly far, but it's not close either. So, I don't know. Hey, it worked. We'll take it.
Hey, listen. This is what we do here. This is how life goes here.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, sorry. Jesus. I can't believe I did that. Oh, God.
All right, So, the off season, this is we've talked about this, how it dragged on and on and on. And it's not like the NFL off season where things just get signed, willy nilly. Everybody's signing. There's shenanigans going on behind the scenes, fraud, tampering, all that shit going on. Baseball is like, oh, let's just sit back and relax and still not have people signed. A few guys just since last we spoke, Blake Snell signed finally with the Giants. What was it? 2 years, 62. What was he asking for? Wasn't it like five for
two
like
something? Two something? Or something like that? Yeah, it was over two.
That was a big theme in Scott Boras' clients, is that the asking was here and the get was here. That was a theme. JD Martinez.
Some of them still got comparable AAVs to what they were asking, just shorter terms. But like the Blake Snell one's pretty bad. Like he was asking for like 45 million a year, and he got 31. That's a big difference.
Is he like Blake Snell? I feel like is the most untrustworthy 2-time Cy Young Award winner ever. It's like nobody trust. Like look at his Cy Young Award years, and then look at the other years. It's like two different. Pitchers. So the Giants get him. It's a 1 year opt out. He can opt out after the first year. So if he has a great season and wants to do this again and get signed again next March, have at it.
He's only had 2 years where his ERA is below 3.2, and those are his two Cy Young years. Every other year. Yes. It's above 3.2, which 3.2 is not a bad ERA, but he's got some fours in there too.
There's some fours in there, right? Exactly. And when he was a free agent, maddening. I know how you are with your Dolphin fan friends on Twitter. Everybody wanted the Mets to sign Blake Snell to a long term deal. No, I didn't want him, but he had that one at the time. He was a 1-time Cy Young Award winner with also years in the fours with ERA. Montgomery also, it was a 1-year deal, $25 million. So both of these guys, Timmy
Montgomery, both had these guys are new this year.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
He's a player. He's this is based on playoff. That's where he made his money. That's it. But both Montgomery. And
he had a 2.79 ERA with the Rangers last year.
No, I'm talking about what did he do in the playoffs? What wasn't it like?
Oh.
One something nuts. Like he dominated. I think, unless I'm way off.
Season pitching.
I could be way off. I just, by the looks of your eyes.
No, that sounds about right. Well, no, okay. I don't know. I can't calculate it on the fly, and for some reason, Baseball Reference doesn't give a total.
Those bastards.
He started four games last year in the playoffs. He gave up a total of 10 runs in those four games, and that is across.
No, that's a lot.
Oh, wait. No. I'm looking at that wrong. I'm so sorry. Shit, I don't know. Fuck. This shit's so... why on earth they wouldn't have a fucking total by year is beyond me. I don't know what his fucking stats were. He wasn't bad. He was pretty good. This is impossible to fucking look at. He starts a wild card game. He goes 7 innings. He gives up no earned. He starts one game against the Orioles. He gives up 4 earned in 4 innings. He starts 2 games against Houston in the ALCS. He goes 14 innings, only 2 earned runs.
1.29 ERA. That's what it was. It was
4.29.
1.29. So against in the Houston, ALCS yeah. last year, 2-0, 1.29 ERA. 3 starts, 14 innings. Yeah, like you said, two earned runs.
Oh shit! 3 games, 2 starts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was 2-0 in those 2 starts.
Yep. Yeah. So all right. So he parlays that into a 1-year, $25 million deal. If you, depending on what reports you believe, after the situation with Cole with the Yankees, they thought internally about Blake Snell, but I guess Blake Snell was like this desperate high school girl trying to get the attention of the Yankees, and the Yankees were like, nah, we're gonna
pass. They probably saw his ERA too in the non-Cy Young.
Like, nah. And the non, right?
Nah.
So the last time he won a Cy Young, it was bookended by ERAs of 4.04 and 4.29. He was 3.38 the year before the Cy Young, but he was also 8-10 and not as good as his stats seem to allude to. And then last year, 2.25. Last year was also the most innings pitch he's thrown since 2018, though. He's thrown 180 innings twice, and those were his 2 Cy Young seasons. Every other year is 130 less than 130.
Exactly. Innings. Play that, yeah. Michael Scott. Thank you. I just want to go back to football just for a second, because I needed to get to see reaction on this.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure you've seen it, but
yeah.
All right. So Caleb Williams, with the pain in nails, with the what is it?
Lipstick, lip gloss, whatever.
Gloss. It's popping. He's got this thing going there. Who's taking this? Who's taking Caleb Williams? Not just this, the whack job things that he says and demands that I thought were once jokes, but now I'm not sure if they're really jokes anymore.
I still say he's a commander. I really do. Like,
so if you want to believe the latest rumors, the Commanders are dead set on taking JJ McCarthy second.
Jesus Christ.
Now that whatever they do,
whatever. Right. As long as the Giants don't take a quarterback, I'm okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Okay, you know what? We're gonna hear. Do you want me to finish on some baseball stuff, or you want to jump into jump full in back to football for a moment here?
Let's stay with baseball. We'll stay with baseball.
Okay, I got something football wise that I did want to bring up with you guys, though.
All right. Okay. All right.
So on the Blake Snell. Blake Snell threw 361 innings in his 2 Cy Young seasons. The rest of his career, which is 6 seasons, he's thrown 631 innings. So 106 innings a season if he's not winning a Cy Young.
Ta-da.
That's not great for $30+ million. Just saying. Nope.
Not a good thing. All right. So that went down. Dylan Cease got traded to the Padres, which we talked about this on our last show. Like that doesn't make any sense.
The Padres do the hokey pokey and they're competing again. Who the fuck knows what that team, man? Jesus.
Yeah,
that whole city doesn't make any sense. They're too fucking high. They're too high from the weather. They don't care. That's why Harbaugh went out there.
Today's high 70 degrees and the low 55.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. All right,
high 70, low 69. It never changes. Never changes.
They run the same weatherman report every day. Yeah. There's approximately a 4% chance of rain today.
The weatherman sits in a lawn chair and says, yeah, you know, same shit every day.
Did you ever see that? There's a video out there via this weatherman that got like sent out on location, like he's Jim Cantore. and they cut to him, and he's like, it's the weather that I predicted was going to happen. I don't see the reasoning why I have to be outside in it while oh, live on air.
Yeah, but San Diego. San Diego's like, we have breaking news. They cut to the guy. We, ladies and gentlemen, we have a cloud. We repeat, we have a cloud, and it's dark in nature over San Diego. Like, oh my God, everyone goes crazy. Fuck that city. Their sports teams all suck. Hey, again, we're going back to football again. I don't want to stop, but now the rumor is Jim Harbaugh might want to trade Herbert again because he wants J.D. McCarthy because that's his boy from Michigan. J.D. McCarthy is this year's Will Levis. He is.
I just JJ. I think he could end up actually like legitimately going in the top five. So here's the – I was reading some stuff the other day. So there's rumors going around that the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams. That seems set in stone, locked in. They could probably just announce it now. The second pick is where things get interesting. For a while, it seemed like Drake May was a lock. Then for a good period of time, it seemed like Jaden Daniels was going to go second. All of a sudden, J.J. McCarthy, if the last I had looked, was the betting favorite to go second overall now, which makes no fucking sense, but that's beside the point. J.J. McCarthy goes second overall. So let's say that happens. J.J. McCarthy goes second. And let's say that the Patriots, whose coaching staff has a connection to Jaden Daniels, take Jaden Daniels third. If you're the Giants, would you trade up with the Cardinals to four to draft Drake May? And before you answer the question, if you've ever watched Drake May and looked at his stature, the probable closest comparison to Drake May, stature and arm talent wise, would be someone like a Josh Allen, who your head coach is very familiar with. I'm just throwing information out there. I'm just getting your opinion. But I heard this, and I was like, I got to ask my Giants guys.
Well, I would trade – maybe. It's a maybe. I don't want Caleb Williams because if he's a head case. I don't want J.D. McCarthy because I think he blows. Would I make a move for the other two? I don't know. Honestly, it depends on the package. It depends on what we're giving up, how much we're giving up.
So if it played out like that, you're only going from six to four. So you're not talking about maybe just like a second and third round pick at that point. You're not talking about multiple first or anything crazy. I kind of think you might have to do that. if the opportunity presented itself, I think it'd be hard to say no.
And then how long did it take for Dave to turn on him based on the offensive line and lack of a number one wide receiver?
It will be funny because Dave will then become a Daniel Jones fan, being like, we should stick with Daniel Jones.
Back, baby.
No, but I heard this and I just thought it was interesting. In my personal opinion, in terms of quarterbacks in this class, I know that there's some definite maturity issues and questions with Caleb Williams. There's no question in my mind he's the most talented quarterback in this draft. I think Drake May is easily the second most talented quarterback in this draft. After that, I would not spend a top five pick on these other guys. I would just draft Michael Penix in the second round and see what I have there. I know that because his last game he played in was a rough game that everyone's down on him now. Michael Penix, if you go back and watch the rest of the games he played in, looks like a damn good quarterback. The knee issues are what scare people, and that's why you can get him in the second round instead of a top five pick.
Oh, that means that John's taking him at six.
There it is, baby.
I would not do that.
But and look, if you want to now make have the conversation that Daniel Jones should be done because of now his injury history, that's fine. But Timmy and I warned the world that this was going to happen years ago because of no protection, because of no number one wide receiver to have a bailout option to. It's just never happened for him. And Timmy and I, we've talked on this show, the Giants show, about how he's not going to work out, but it's not going to be because the Giants overwhelmingly surrounded him with the protection that he needed or gave him the weapons that he needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, who's the best wide receiver that he's had? Is it Darren Waller?
For what, like six games?
Who? Like who has it been? It's like
it should have been Jalen Hurts last year, but they decided to bench him. I don't know why they didn't play him last year.
Not Jalen Hurts. I can't think of his name now because it's Jalen Hurts.
You know what I'm talking about. Jalen Hyatt.
Yes.
Yeah. I get them confused, those Jalens. It should have been him, but again, you know, we're gonna sit him for the first seven games because God forbid we use his talents in a football game. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Raul says they should get a quarterback in the second or third round. But and Raul, to add to that, what do you think the Giants should grab in the first? Is that a wide receiver?
The greatest quote I heard so far was it was one of the Giants upper guys. I don't remember who he's like. I can't give the exact quote who it was, but he said, "We did everything possible to screw this kid up."
It was Mara, yeah.
It was Mara, right? We threw him in there with no protection, no weapons, fucking three different head coaches, different coordinators. We did everything to screw this kid up, and it's our fault. Exactly. That's exactly what. Is he still worth the fucking pick that we picked him at? No, not. But I
never
think
was.
He could have been a decent quarterback. I think he still could be a good quarterback.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he'll end up somewhere else and win a fucking Super Bowl, probably.
And look, the both of the skill guys that line up behind the center, the running back and the quarterback, often injured. Shocker to nobody.
Nope.
Have you guys been watching your Malik Nabers tape at least?
Yes.
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 He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Separation. That's what I need. That's what I need. When was the last time a Giant receiver got separation? Slayton. Well,
the last time you guys drafted a receiver from LSU would be the last time that it happened.
Well, yes. Who might now come play for you guys?
Don't. We don't have to talk about that. I'm so fucking disgusted with that. And Dolphins Twitter is acting like you're signing 2013 Odell Beckham to a contract.
Yes,
right now.
They are. They're like, so the happy. About it. But
it's like, did any of you watch football last year?
But you should also like Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker was my very first interview in the Dolphins locker room, and he was the worst wide receiver in all of football last year in gaining any type of separation.
He's been
receiver in football.
5 years in a row, he's held that title. Or 4 years in a row. The only other person that's held the title in the last 5 years was Kenny Golladay.
Who?
Hey!
What?
Hey, all right.
They cannot separate at all. Sorry.
We're gonna move it back over to baseball. But before we do baseball, I want to let's laugh for a second. And I want to show you this weather guy. Quick, I'm sorry.
Watson's been monitoring traffic, but first we go to Ryan Marshall, who's out monitoring the snowfall. Ryan, what's it look like out there?
Yeah, it looks like snow, just like I predicted in my forecast from the studio. I'm not sure why I'm out here literally looking around. It looks like snow. You could just
take that McLovin?
Snowing and show that. Why do I have to be here to describe snowfall? It's pretty self-explanatory.
Seems like the cold has gotten you in an icy mood yourself, Ryan.
Oh, I would smack that bitch.
Okay, you know what, Shannon? I am in an icy mood, okay? Nice pun, by the way. All right, I was just standing out here for 20 minutes waiting for you guys to throw to me, and I was just, doing some thinking. I spent $120,000 on a degree and 4 years in college to come out here and look around and describe what I see. I literally learned that in kindergarten, I spy. It makes zero sense. Also, you know what else I was thinking while we're at it? When it's like a nice day or sunny, you never send me out to the lake or to the pool for a live shot. But when there's a hurricane or snowing or a blizzard or a flood, send me out there. I'll cover it. Perfect.
I guess you have a point there, Ryan. We're looking at these reports and
I agree.
All right. I think so. Yeah. Well, the exception is Jim Cantore. Jim Cantore has got to be out there. That's where you know the where the bad shit is. When Jim Cantore is in a hurricane and he's in your town, you're fucked. All right. Let's get back into the baseball stuff here. It's prediction time.
Opening day is tomorrow, like we said earlier, except for which was the other game? The Mets got postponed, and there was another game that got postponed.
It's not supposed to be that bad tomorrow. It's not supposed to be that bad. I guess Friday, but Friday's going to be nicer, so I guess it's going to do it Friday.
It's not loading.
There was a second game. I know there was a second game that got postponed.
It was the Phillies, wasn't it?
Braves, Phillies. Okay, so both, you know, Philly and New York.
Wait. Milwaukee and the Mets, and then Braves, Phillies. Yeah.
Yep. The same thing happened last year. Mets got rained out opening day. That's why there's a built-in day off the day after opening day, just in case the weather's jacked up.
I got a great idea. I got a great idea.
Tell me.
Why the fuck are we playing games in April in northern cities? Just play them in a dome or in the south, man. It's that simple. We know we do this every year. We lose two or three games on opening day every year because of this shit. Just right. Fucking move them, like play somewhere else, man. You know where it's not raining? In a dome.
Technically, it's not the temperature. It's just rain.
But the weather in general this time of year up there is not great for baseball, for outdoor baseball. As someone who went to the Phillies home opener last year and had to change my fucking flights because they pushed the game back because they were scared of rain, and then it didn't even fucking rain that day.
We actually got more.
I have a very close friend of mine is a Phillies fan, and I went with them. I had a chance to go. I hadn't been to Philly in a long time. It was actually kind of fun. Not gonna lie, Philly fans. If you go to a Philly game in Philly fan attire, it is a good thing to be at. It's very enjoyable. Did Steve freeze? Is Steve frozen right now?
That he's really upset that you went to Philly.
I can't figure out which one it is. I can't figure out if he's just so appalled by the fact I went to that or if he's frozen. Like, it's very hard to tell. The longer it goes on, I'm thinking he's just appalled. That's how appalled he is. He just can't.
There's no way he can stay still that long. There's no way.
He hasn't blinked in 58 seconds. I don't know.
Wait. That's a great picture.
Oh god!
I took a picture of him. He just texted us.
Oh man! We're down. We're down. We're down one.
The power went out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It says the power went out.
Oh jeez! Well, I don't think he's making it back on tonight.
I guess we'll have to. I don't know. Well, let's.
Well, now that the boss is gone, we can get into the real topics.
Cheerleader, should every team have one? I think so.
I was gonna bring up wrestling.
He said, "Give me a minute to get everything going again." We can talk wrestling if you want.
So we can talk wrestling in between.
Yeah, we can talk wrestling.
Did you watch? Back. Did you watch Monday?
I watched.
I'm sure you did. And I'm
it's WrestleMania. I gotta watch. Gotta watch these 2 weeks after WrestleMania, no matter what, because there's always the good shit that's happening.
Thoughts on Monday?
Monday was great. It was good. They're heating up. They're ramping up. I'm getting very excited for WrestleMania. I dug the Rock thing. I dug the whole promo. I dug everything going on. I'm excited. I'm very excited now.
Would you say it was the best Raw ever? As some people online have said,
no, there was plenty back in the Attitude Era days, Stone Cold days that were better Raws.
It correct. I do agree. It did have a very Attitude Era Raw feel to it.
It did, because Rock is saying fuck every other word, shit, fuck, ass, and Mama Rose, and he's bleeding, and it's pretty good.
Just the way that they cut that promo though. And there just happened to be raining, which just added perfect cinematics to the moment. That was phenomenal.
Have you been hearing the conspiracy theories too now?
What now?
Oh, if you go back and watch that when they were outside.
The trailer in the back?
The trailer in the back.
Yeah. Cena and Austin
John
on
Cena
it.
John Cena and Austin on it. I was like, what does that mean? Rock is out there with those two guys back there? What does that mean?
No, it means WWE doesn't update their trailers very often. That's what it fucking means.
It means they know where the money is, and they're going to put those two guys on their trailers if they have to.
Yeah, exactly. They know two of their biggest faces that everyone recognizes that aren't The Rock are John Cena and Stone Cold.
Well, they said imagine the bloodline rules, and it's, they're dominating Cody because they're going to win the first night. So they're going to have the bloodline rules for the second night. And boom, the music hits. And Cena comes and takes out Solo because Solo took him out. And then it's like, it's just The Rock and Cody finally. And then, you know, no one can stop me. I'm The Rock. And psh, the glass breaks. And fucking Austin comes rolling down. Now, let me tell you something right now. Never going to happen.
No.
If it did happen, fucking greatest WrestleMania ever of all time.
There was a rumor going around earlier today. I saw on Twitter that supposedly they had reached out to Stone Cold about doing something for WrestleMania, but that's all it said. Wouldn't shock me. Of all the people that could show up at WrestleMania, Stone Cold doing it would not surprise me in the least. I think, especially, I'm sure I sent it in the chat the other day. I don't remember if you commented or not. You know, AEW has officially removed MJF from their roster online.
Oh, he's been removed for a while.
I thought he was still on there up until like a couple weeks ago, though.
I think his merchandise was, but his name was technically off the roster because his contract was up in December.
Yeah, January 1st. He was a free agent. Seems like, based on current events,
but see, I don't want to get my hopes.
That would be a good time for him to show up.
I don't want to get my hopes up for that. I don't even want to think about that.
Because who's
he going to come help though? Cody?
Yeah, of course.
Buddy from AEW, I don't know.
He can't come help Roman Reigns. That would be
no. But I want him to come back as a dick though. I don't want him to be the good guy.
Well, you can start him out as a good guy, and then you can lead into a whole new feud with someone and make him a heel again. That's not an issue. It's the initial pop. It's the initial because of all the people that could come out, I could argue that maybe that gets a bigger pop than any of them.
Oh, definitely. That place would explode. If he walked out. I mean, including me. I might just shut it off and go to sleep. Like, I can't handle it. I gotta go like, I'll watch it tomorrow. It's too much excitement.
I'm overstimulated. I can't do this right now. I'm
overstimulated. I gotta go to bed. Good night. that was a great punch.
Oh, dude, seeing the replay, like when I saw it live, I didn't get a good look at it, so I didn't realize that she like actually clocked him. And then I saw Pat McAfee did a phenomenal job on Twitter of doing the slow-mo with the teleprompter. Yeah, she clocked him. Oh my god, clocked him.
But you know what? It's funny that it didn't really hurt him though, because you could tell it. He got hit, and then he reacted. Hit.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did hit him though.
I think that's good. All though.
You got to do that. You got to do that. Yeah. You know. Once in a while.
Take a punch.
Take those real punches for the.
That was great. It was great. But that was the whole show was very, very well done. And like I said, I think I said in the group chat, Triple H is just fucking cooking right now. Like, he is in the bag completely at the moment.
Yeah, they completely fixed their fuck up with the whole Cody letting
If it was even an actual fuck up, part of me still thinks it might have been the way they planned it. I'm not sure on that one.
I'm thinking fuck up and they fixed it. That's what I said personally. I say with Punk going down, Lesnar being out for a while, but then that bullshit. I think they were like, okay, we fucked up. Let's fix it, and that's how they fixed it.
But then again, why would you go against the years and years you have of the Rumble winner always facing a champion at Mania? Why would you all of a sudden go against it? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense either.
Well, no, he would have faced Seth then. He could have still picked Seth. But again, yeah, nobody wants to see that. But he still could have picked Seth. That's where that comes from.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I know it's not. My only thing right now is how many people's heads would explode if fucking Roman walks out of there with the belt. People will die. I think wrestling fans would literally. Like you'd have like a riot on your hands.
I don't think so. We're four years in now at this point, right? People haven't rioted yet. They're not going to riot now.
No, well, I'm saying this is the real finishing story thing now. It has to be done now. If it ain't done now.
I did see that, Raul.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that either.
See, and that's what I'd see. This is why I think Triple H is just doing phenomenal work right now, because something like that, that it's just hidden in the background like that, it's so easily unnoticed that it could just be seen as just two WWE talents talking backstage. But then, it's something that just gets everyone's minds rolling and everyone's, oh, what does it mean? What is this? Oh, what is that?
That with the trailer, everyone's like going crazy. But my favorite was with, by the way, Bray Wyatt documentary on Monday on Peacock.
Yeah, I got to watch that. That's going
to
be good.
Free promo for you guys. When Bray Wyatt used to do that, it had me cracking up. The puppets used to pop up.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there watching wrestling, you're going, did I just see a fucking puppet pop up in the background? You got to rewind and go, that's the fucking buzzard. It's the fucking pig. Like, what the hell's going on here? Why am I seeing puppets in my head? I used to love that. Is he still coming right now? Oh, he's saying, not sure what's going on with the internet now. You guys can close out the show and send in your picks. So we're not getting a baseball show, ladies and gentlemen. The boss power went out. No internet. He's saying we can call it a night. I can't predict the Pittsburgh Pirates winning the World Series this year. Fuck.
Or did you just predict the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Maybe not. We don't have a show now. I can't say what my official pick is now, but I'm just saying.
Now we really got to start the show over.
Maybe I picked the Pirates in a major upset this year. We don't know.
Where's his? I got to find his email. There it is.
This is William. Boss, give me like 2 more minutes. Let's see what happens. It's only 10:44. We still got two hours left for our usual showtime.
Yeah. didn't we buy a 3-hour block here?
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Don't worry about it. Give it 5 more minutes. We'll see what happens. Yeah, the Monday before. I'm a little annoyed that it's in Brooklyn and I can't go the Monday before Raw, especially with The Rock going to be there.
What'd you think about the whole Punk Rollins McIntyre promo?
It was a little too long for me, but yeah, I was all right.
It was like 23 minutes. That's really long.
I'd be like, dude, fucking fight, please. Someone fight. I don't care who. Have Dominic fight a fucking girl. I don't care. Just stop with the talking. But you knew it was going to happen because they were in Chicago, so we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, they got to get Punk in there somehow.
Yeah, I know he's going to be referee. Is he be announcing? That was another dumb thing. Now, what do you want me to do? Be announcer, be a referee. No, he should have been the referee, if anything, because he would have been the impartial.
He hates both of them, and they both hate him.
It would have been great to have them in the ring together. So why he's going to announce, I don't know. It takes away from Pat McAfee and them.
So. Yeah, they should just let McAfee and Cole just do everything.
They should. McAfee is fun. He's fun to watch.
Did you see his interview about people were saying, is he going to wrestle at Mania? And he said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think I'm allowed to fight right now. I'm on everything.
I don't know. We'll see. But this other shit show I've been watching, well, I've really been watching it. AEW is such a joke. They're trying to put all their money behind fucking Sasha Banks, and it's just not working. So I'm hoping MJF is watching this and saying, I can't go back to that company. They're a disaster.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
He's thinking the power outage caused an internet issue. All right. I guess we'll close it out and make our picks online. So, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut a little short tonight. The boss lost the power. We're not. So if you want to see who we're picking for the MLB this year, division winners, rookie of the year, MVP, World Series winner, all that good stuff, go to popculturepros.com probably tomorrow or by the end of the week, I should say. I don't want to say tomorrow because I still got to gather all my picks together. I have them here, but I have to make them email worthy.
AEW is going down like boss's internet.
Yeah, it is worse than that. Way worse than that. But real quick, I'll just let everybody know. Tonight, Empire 161 made its season premiere. Boston and them have already come back with the Put in the Book show, so the two baseball shows are back. We are always here every week. Just Too Sweet next week. WrestleMania Extravaganza pre-show. pre-show and predictions. We're going to have one show for both nights. Don't know when. Probably Friday-ish. Thursday. I don't know. I don't know what day yet. Because it's a two-night thing. We got to get all those matches in there. I don't know who's going to be joining. Anthony, you're more than welcome to join me for that if you want.
Have to see what night it is, but that's a good possibility.
Well, I could work around you, too, if anything. It doesn't matter. Eric doesn't really watch the new stuff, so, I mean, I can work around your time schedule if I have to.
Okay. We should be able to do something then.
Hey, Raul, you want to come on the show, Raul? You want to come? You should come on the show.
We need Raul to jump on.
You're a loyal guest and fact checker who's been on for a while. You should come on the show if you want. I'll send you the address next week. I'll let you know. And we'll do the pre-show together. Yeah, so that's coming up next week. Grannies is still floating around. I think they're doing the X-Men cartoon, which, by the way, is phenomenal so far. I give it a big thumbs up, especially episode 2 was fucking great. What else we got going?
I haven't watched it. It's good.
If you like the original, it's really good. Episode 2 blew me away. I was like, ooh, this is fucking good stuff. What else we got going on? Just your sweet.
Keep an eye on the site for contests, movie tickets going out multiple times a week.
Oh, yeah, we got Godzilla coming out this week. I'm excited about seeing that Sunday night in the IMAX because nothing says welcome back, Jesus, like Godzilla vs. Kong. Nothing says it. Nothing says it better than that.
How was Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters was disappointing. To me. You know, a sequel has to ramp it up. You know, bring the pain, bring more. To me, it brought less. So I was kind of I was underwhelmed by it. And I think they wasted a cool villain. Like the villain, I think, was cool looking. He could have been a cool villain. I think they wasted him. My personal opinion. Maybe other people like it. I wasn't thrilled with it. Like I said, it was a lot more yappity yappy and not less. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
So I guess now what, after Godzilla, what we have to look forward to is what, just Deadpool in 3 months, 4 months?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I was shocked. I forgot that these two were coming out this quick. I was like, holy shit, Ghostbusters and Godzilla back to back. This is awesome. I'm just so excited to go back to the movies.
Yeah, right.
See something good. But I said, I'm 0-for-1 so far because Ghostbusters did not blow up my skirt. So that's not good. But there is contests out there on the site. For that and a bunch of other stuff, make sure you pay attention. PopCulturePros.com. All the shows are there. We're all there. Come say hi. Come visit us. Follow us. We're on every fucking platform. And I'm just stalling until I get the closing video here. Where the hell is it? You don't have the closing one on here? Oh, boss. Where's the closing video? Where is it?
That's what we really need.
I just had to play it once. Others, get ready for this.
A month away.
First pick in the NFL draft. The Chicago Bears trade that pick to the Washington Commanders. He'll take Caleb Williams.
It's a pretty crazy month coming up here if you think about it. Hockey playoffs getting ready to start. NFL draft's coming. WrestleMania's coming. Baseball season's starting.
Should be good.
April.
All right. I don't know where the hell the closing video is. So you know what? We're going to play our video again, and then we're going to sign out. So, Ant, you got any final words before we get the hell out of here at a normal hour for once?
Watch hockey. It's really fun to watch this time of year.
Watch hockey, people.
Watch hockey. If you used to watch wrestling a long time ago and stopped, might want to start tuning back in. It's been really interesting lately, really, not even just lately.
Thank God.
Baseball season tomorrow officially kicks off the North American version. that'll be fun. And basketball playoffs are coming soon. Football is always near the forefront. Man, it's
a good time of year. It's a good time of year right now. Hey, the other league's starting too. The XFL, the other one.
That's right.
The XFL combined.
They start with the end of April, right?
Is it this month? I thought it was this month. I thought it was
March. Is it this month?
I thought it was March 30th, I thought.
You might be right.
Yeah, whatever. All right, I don't want to get into that now, too. But, yeah, that's coming up, too. Yeah, it's a good time of year right now if you're a sports fan. So enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen.
You are correct. March 30th.
So we got that coming up. hockey playoffs, baseball playoffs, WrestleMania is next week. Baseball's getting underway. There's always something to watch. Plus, this network has it all, and we cover it all. Hopefully, A to Z comes back pretty soon, too, because I missed that show. Going to be honest with you, it was a fun show to do because it's just complete assholes and anarchy, which should be their tagline, I think.
Assholes and anarchy.
Anarchy, that's what I should call it. All right, folks. Boss, sorry you lost your power. But Florida.
Who would have thought me telling him that I went to Philadelphia would have caused a power outage in his home?
I don't think it caused a power. I think he said, fuck this, and he signed off and went and stormed out of here because you said you went to Philly.
What do you mean you went to the Phillies home opener? I'm done.
And boss, I took the picture of your frozen face when he said he went to Philly, and it's outstanding. I'm gonna send it to you in a minute. So all right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. Enjoy this. See you guys next week.